La Crosse County Solid Waste Committee has endorsed placing a mandatory deposit on all water and soft drink bottles and cans. The county board will act on a resolution this month. It not only asks Wisconsin to go forward with legislation, but urges Minnesota to do the same. County Solid Waste Director Brian Tippett says states that have deposits on glass, plastic, and aluminum containers have good rates of return and are able to keep the materials out of landfills.
The state of Michigan, their beverage container law recycles 97% of beverage containers, so that is very successful. In the state of Iowa, I think the number is something in the upward 80s. In the state of Wisconsin, with the current programs, we're told it's around 50%.
State Representative Cheryl Elbers wants a mandatory deposit on the drink bottles, but she says she won't force businesses to participate. Elbers says a voluntary program can work. It just requires a shift in people's thinking.
People have to learn where they can go and make it a part of their daily habit to collect the money, to deposit the bottle, and once they get in the habit, it isn't a problem. Until they get in a habit, it's just like recycling when we first considered it. How do you get people to separate their garbage? They haven't been doing it now. So it's a shift in mindset.
Elber says businesses and groups can be encouraged to be vendors or to have redemption centers by getting a cut of the deposit. She's having a tough time drafting a bill given the DNR's insistence businesses should be mandated to participate. She's hoping between the upcoming and next session of the legislature she'll be able to work out details of a bill. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.